With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A legal scholar says President Trump is well within his rights to take control of law enforcement in the nation's capital. Bob Agnew with that report.
Michael O'Neill with the Landmark Legal Foundation says the president has every right to federalize the D.C. police.
That's part of the statute that underlies the organization of Washington, D.C.
He says the unusual step was taken only because of an ongoing crisis.
Crime is at virtually intolerable levels.
As for those advocating statehood for the district,
Washington, D.C. is the federal district in federal territory. It was designated that in the Constitution.
O'Neill tells the Salem Radio Network it's unlikely Congress could approve a constitutional amendment to allow for D.C. statehood. Bob Agnew reporting.
Police say a gunman opened fire at a Target parking lot Monday in Austin, Texas, killing two adults and a child. Police say they do not know the motive of the suspect, a man in his 30s, who they say has a mental health history. The suspect was taken into custody. An explosion rocked a steel plant outside Pittsburgh Monday. Two people killed. More than 10 others were injured. Investigators still working to determine the cause of that blast. President Trump extends a trade truce with China for another 3 months.
The Chinese embassy in Washington said that win-win cooperation between China and the U.S. was the right path. Suppression and containment would lead nowhere. But negotiations to reach a deal beyond the 90 days will be much harder. The U.S. wants more access to China's valuable rare earths. Donald Trump is threatening to impose sanctions to prevent Beijing buying more Russian oil. And China wants Washington to lift curbs on sales of advanced technology so they can buy more computer chips.
The BBC's Laura Bicker on Wall Street. Stocks in record territory. All three major indexes up more than 1%. This is SRN News. A work of art restored at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy.
Christ on the Water by Hunter Wood has been the focus of a lot of contention recently. Ever since World War II, the gigantic painting of Jesus rescuing sailors at sea hung quietly in the school's main administrative building. But during the Biden years, it was challenged by a separation of church and state group and removed to the basement. With the changing of the guard in Washington, however, the painting is now being brought back up for display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There is an ongoing push to make chaplains available at public schools across the United States. Indiana currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools to provide support services. Florida passed a law in 2024 to allow school districts to bring in volunteer chaplains. Texas began to allow public school chaplains in 2023, the first state to do so. Lawmakers in other states are considering chaplain bills that could come to a vote later this year. This is SRN News. Correspondent Sam Mednick reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has doubled down on plans for a new offensive in Gaza.
Over the weekend, Netanyahu said not only is Israel going to take Gaza City, but it's also going to take other Hamas strongholds in order to defeat Hamas. Now, this comes amid mounting international pressure, as well as pressure from within Israel to end the war. Netanyahu said that he had a talk with U.S. President Donald Trump after announcing these new measures, and he thanked Trump for his steadfast support.
Local rights groups say Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces have attacked a displacement camp outside El Fasher, killing 40 people. Targeting citizens in their homes, the camp houses around 450,000 displaced people and has faced repeated attacks during the ongoing war in that country. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.